Bisa?
Ya, bisa.
Bisa. Bisa ya. Kalian udah sarapan belum? Kalian sudah sarapan? What is sarapan?
Breakfast.
Sarapan. Yeah.
Aku minum kopi dan cheesecake.
Oh, Jacob belum?
Belum. Aku tidak... wait. Setiap hari aku tidak punya, tapi aku minum kopi.
Minum kopi aja?
Ya.
Okay, kita mulai ya kelas hari ini. Let's start the class. Sebentar, I'm gonna share my whiteboard. Bisa lihat?
Ya.
Ya.
Oke. Aku rasa, I feel like I'm sure that you guys know this.
Ya.
He, she. Biasa, the way you address yourself, how? Saya or aku?
Aku.
Aku. But do you know what is the difference between aku dan saya?
Ya.
We have two. Formal...
Yeah, when you speak to someone that is older than you, you say saya.
Yeah, in the university as well. Usually we say saya in the professional setting.
Yeah, well, we only use aku. We are only very informal.
Yeah,
okay.
Our university is very casual.
Ah, okay. Terus ada another one, which is gue or gua.
Mm.
Have you heard about that word before?
No.
No, okay, gua and gue, it's a Jakarta slang. So people in Jakarta will address themselves gue or gua.
Okay. Ada tidak plural kamu?
Tidak ada, hanya singular.
Like when I want to say you as a group.
Guys. Oh, okay, itu kalian.
Ah, always kalian.
Kalian, you guys, like you all, you guys.
Like you as a family, kalian.
Yeah, kalian juga. Like if I have to address you both, I will say kalian. Kalian udah makan belum?
Yeah.
And there's no formal.
There's no formal and informal. This is general. Ini umum.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Terus, and then you, which is, I know you guys use a lot of kamu, ya kan?
Yeah.
Kamu and kau. Actually, kau is not really polite, but the safest one itu you can use kamu. Kalau kau, usually we use it in the region area, like Kalimantan, Sumatra, Sulawesi. People will use kau in a casual conversation, yeah, not... to older people or in the professional setting. And then another way to say kamu is lo or lu. This is Jakarta as well. Lo, lu. If you pay attention to your Jakarta friends, probably they will use this. Gue, lo, or lu. Okay. And then he or she. We don't have the gender differentiation. We got only one. Dia.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we, kami and kita. Do you know what is the difference kami and kita?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kita okay. Exclude to listen.
Yeah, betul. And then they, mereka. Now, I want you both to create a sentence from kata dia. Dia plus mereka. I want you guys to make a phrase, bikin kalimat from these two words combination.
Dia sudah makan,
yeah.
Dan mereka pergi ke kantor.
Ke kantor. Now Jacob.
Dia dari Australia, tapi mereka dari Jakarta.
Tapi mereka. Tapi ya, is it tapi?
Tapi, ya.
Ya, tapi mereka dari Jakarta. Oke, okay, how about this? Coba kalian bikin. Kalian plus kami. Oke, okay, Mada duluan.
Aku umur dry tiga. Saya dry tiga, sorry, that was German. 35 35 tahun. Wait, let me think. I'm 35 year old. Kalian juga?
Kalian enggak?
Kalian juga?
Oh, kalian juga. Okay. This is so, question, yeah.
I'm 35 year old. You too. Dan kami. Tujuh puluh together.
Oh, okay. You can just say kami. Let's say kami berdua. Umur 35 tahun. What is berdua mean? Berdua itu both, ya? Yeah? We both 35 years old.
No, I wanted to say we are both like we have 70. We are both 35.
Ah, jadi kami ber okay, but this is confusing. You can just say kami berdua 35 tahun. Okay, Jacob.
Aku suka pedas. Kalian suka?
Yeah, kalian suka terus?
And then if they answer, we can say kami bisa makan nasi tempong.
Nasi tempong, okay. Okay, udah itu aja. That's it.
Itu aja.
Okay, itu aja. Okay. Oh, anyway, sebentar ya. If I talk too fast, you guys can say, how to say slower in Bahasa Indonesia?
I don't know.
Okay, I will tell you. Pelan-pelan. If pelan, I talking pelan. Too fast. Yeah, how do you say, can you repeat?
Something lagi.
Okay, bisa ulangi.
Bisa ulangi.
Bisa kamu ulangi?
Oh.
Bisa kamu ulangi.
Can you repeat? I can say I didn't understand. Aku tidak mengerti.
Ya, aku tidak mengerti. I don't understand.
Aku tidak mengerti. Tapi aku mengerti sedikit.
Mengerti sedikit. Okay. Instead of saying tidak, just go with ga.
Yeah.
It sounds natural.
Okay.
So wait, so
aku enggak mengerti.
Yeah.
Aku enggak mengerti.
Yeah.
Pelan-pelan.
Okay, that's how you say it. Betul.
Betul.
Or usually I will say aku enggak ngerti to make it short.
Wow.
People will say aku enggak ngerti. That's it.
Nah. Aku enggak ngerti.
Yeah, aku nggak ngerti. And then another way to say it is paham. Understand itu juga paham. Oh wait, paham.
Paham.
Yeah.
Paham.
I will make sure whether you guys understand or not. I will say paham.
Paham. Yeah.
Paham nggak? And then you can answer. Oh, aku paham.
And why don't you use mengerti?
Oh, you can use both actually. It's up to you.
So you could also say mengerti, and we say
aku mengerti.
Aku mengerti. Aku ngerti juga boleh. Aku ngerti.
Aku ngerti.
I understand.
Aku ngerti.
Awesome.
Oh, you guys don't have a struggle when you pronounce the ang.
Ang.
Which is nice.
Aku, I have.
Also.
Aku punya.
No, ngerti. Not anymore.
Yeah, aku ngerti. And then, clear, itu jelas.
Jelas.
Yeah. How do you say I want to ask in bahasa Indonesia?
I want to
ask.
Ask.
I'm sure you know.
Aku mau
tanya.
Sorry?
Aku mau tanya. Can you
tanya,
see the white
one? Oh, yeah, tanya.
Yeah, sorry, I was just I was just copying some stuff.
Yeah, tanya. Yeah. Aku mau tanya.
Yeah. And then, how do you say, I have a question?
Aku punya pertanyaan.
Aku punya pertanyaan.
Pertanyaan. Aku
yeah.
punya pertanyaan.
And then, usually in the class, I will ask you, any question?
Mm.
Any question, ada pertanyaan? Okay, it's gone. Ada pertanyaan? Don't worry, Mada. I will send these notes to you, so you don't have to.
Okay. How do you send them?
Yeah, I'm gonna send it. Don't worry about that. I will create the Google document as well, so you guys can take a review after class.
Okay.
Okay.
Ada pertanyaan.
Ya, ada pertanyaan.
Ada.
If I ask you, ada pertanyaan, how would you respond to it?
Aku gak pertanyaan.
Aku gak ada pertanyaan. I have no question. Aku gak ada pertanyaan.
Or just aku gak ada.
You can just say gak ada. Gak ada, everything is clear.
Gak
gimana
ada.
Bilang?
Gak ada.
Semuanya jelas. Okay.
Jelas.
So these are the phrase that we will use a lot in the class. Phrases in the class. And then, okay.
But
usually I will say, so far, any question means sejauh ini ada pertanyaan?
Gak ada.
Gak ada. That's how you say.
Gak ada pertanyaan.
Okay, that's it. Itu artinya itu aja.
Itu aja.
Yeah. Bless you.
Makasih.
Yeah. Anyway, we don't have the term of bless you in Bahasa Indonesia. We don't have that term.
Ah, what do you say? So impolite.
We don't, usually we say nothing.
Yeah.
Nggak ada kata-kata itu. Okay. Ada pertanyaan? Mada and Jacob?
Aku nggak ada.
Okay, Jacob?
Aku nggak ada.
Okay, nggak ada, kita lanjut ya.
Yeah.
Okay, sebentar. Oke, okay, ordinal dan cardinal number sudah belajar? Have you guys learned it?
First, second, third.
Yeah. Kind of, yes.
Only first, I think. Oh yeah, kedua, yeah.
Ketiga, you can just for ordinal, kamu perlu tambah ke aja in front of the number.
So the number are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then it's like kesatu.
No, oh wait, pertama.
Ah.
Pertama. It's different for the first one. So we said pertama. Kedua, ketiga.
So it means first leg winner, like if I win a race, I'm come pertama.
Mm.
Yeah, betul.
Yeah.
Betul.
Kedua, ketiga.
Paham ya? I don't think you guys have a problem with this. Okay, next. Ini. Okay, sudah belajar telling time? Have you guys learned?
Kind of, yes.
Yeah, but not very good.
Ah, okay. No worry.
Like we kind of forget. Like the other thing, the syndicate, not syndicate, the Serratus. No, no, that's 100. But what's the thing that we forget? Like half.
Like half.
Half and quarter.
Oh, setengah. Setengah.
Ah, yeah, setengah. Yeah.
Setengah. So that's how we say it.
Jam satu is like 1 hour, and then satu. Oh, satu jam is 1 hour, and then jam satu is 1 o'clock, right?
Yeah. Betul, betul, betul. So if the jam comes first, itu berarti showing the time. But kalau jamnya di belakang comes after the number, itu duration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if contohnya, if I wanna say how many hours,
yeah,
I put jam, the jam after.
Comes last, yeah, comes after. Yeah. Like if I ask you, Mada, kamu tidur berapa jam?
Hari ini 5 jam.
Aku tidur 5 jam. Kalau Jacob?
Aku tidur 7 jam.
Ah, 7 jam. Oke, okay, cukup 5. Ya.
Nah. Oke. Okay. 5.
Apanya kenapa?
Ya. Yeah. Let's see.
Oke, okay, so ini
today no data. Ya. Ya, buka paket.
Sudah, guys. Okay, so if you want to say the exact jam 5, jam 6, jam 7, which you have no problem to it. Yeah. Tapi kalau pas, mm-hmm. Yeah, let's say, di contoh, from the example, 5:10, jam 5 lewat 10 menit.
Jam 5 lewat, lewat 10
yeah.
menit.
Lewat in here mean pass.
Yeah.
Jam 5 lewat 10 menit.
Yeah.
Like. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Now sekarang jam berapa? Can you tell me what time?
Yeah,
is what's it now?
9?
9.
9 jam 9 lewat
20. Is it 20 in Bali?
Ah, yeah, 20.
20. Yeah, 20 menit. Okay. And then jam 6 lewat 15 menit, jam 7 lewat 30 menit. Especially kalau 30 menit, like the long line pointed to 30 minutes, you can also say the short one, which is, let's say 7:30. The first version itu, jam 7 lewat 30 menit. But you can also say setengah 8.
Setengah.
Like half to 8.
Yeah. Setengah.
Setengah 8.
Setengah 8.
Yeah.
It could be jam 7 lewat 30 menit atau setengah.
Yeah.
Oh my god,
yeah.
Today like my brain is fucked. It's like setengah 8, setengah 8, like all the languages. Setengah.
How many languages can you speak?
5.
Berapa? 5. Apa itu? Apa aja?
Italian, English, German, Spanish, and French.
Oh, and then what's your origin? Italian?
Yes.
Kalau Jacob?
Satu.
Oh, only English.
Satu, yeah.
Dan Indonesia.
Yeah. Dan bahasa Indonesia. Aku profesional.
Yeah. Sangat profesional. Berarti Mada polyglot ya.
Tahun
Mada.
Aku akan.
Keren, keren, keren. Oke. Okay. And then kalau but usually, you know what? Most of the Indonesian, if like the long line pointed to 1 minute or until the 30 minutes, if we don't want to say the exact minute, we can just say jam 7 lewat, jam 8 lewat.
Jump
We
ju levat.
so to
Yeah.
so like jam sembilan
It's
lu yeah.
sometime past 7, for example.
Yeah, exactly. Like example. Jacob, kamu tadi pagi bangun jam berapa?
Jam 6 lewat.
Yeah, jam 6 lewat. That's it.
It's like so sometime after 6.
Yeah, betul.
I
Okay,
like.
paham?
Paham?
Yeah, mengerti for this before I
Yeah.
continue? Okay.
Jelas.
Jelas ya. Okay, terus ini yang minutes dari 31 to 59. We usually say kurang. Jam 9. Example yang pertama jam it's supposed to be jam 8 lewat 50 menit, but that's too long. We don't say that. We say jam 9 kurang 10 menit. Kurang in here means minus. So like 10 minutes to 9. Okay? But yeah, we also say just like the lewat, if we don't want to say the minute, we can say jam 9 kurang.
Jam 9 kurang.
Jam 9 kurang. Jam 7 kurang. If you don't want to say the exact minute.
But
Okay?
we say it's before 9, so like just say now if it was 9:34, we could say jam 10 kurang.
Yeah, jam 10 kurang.
So you
Betul.
use what it's close to, like before 10, it kind of means like
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. So the kurang before the kurang refers to before. Okay, paham ya? So, misalnya, the example yang kedua, the second one, 7 lewat 45 menit. Jam 7 lewat 45 menit. We usually say jam 8 kurang 15 menit. Okay, ya?
So, if I want to say my food arrived at 8:30.
Okay, how do you say it? Makananku.
What was it, arrive?
Tiba, ya datang, boleh juga datang or tiba or sampai. Jam?
Setengah delapan.
No, 8:30, right?
8:30.
Yeah, not setengah delapan. You have to mention the next hour. Setengah sem. 8:30 jam. Okay, let me write it down. Jam
so
delapan.
Jam is before, even when I say at. Like when I don't want to say the time, I put jam before. Okay.
Wait.
Okay. So jam 8 lewat 30 menit, or you can say setengah 9. That's how you say it. So makananku datang or tiba or sampai jam setengah 9.
Okay.
My food arrived at 8:30.
Okay, okay.
Begitu.
I was just curious because if I want to say see you in 2 hours,
yeah,
then I say jam at the end, right?
Yeah, betul, betul, betul.
Yeah, okay. If I wanna say it's 8:30, I put jam before. And if I
Yeah,
wanna say
betul.
this happens at this time, it's also jam before.
Yeah, betul, betul sekali. All right, and then we don't have AM, PM, so you can just add the time description like pagi, sore, or siang, or malam. Okay, paham ya? And then I want you to say from Jacob. Jacob duluan. Coba you bikin example. What time did you wake up? What time did you have your coffee? And what time do you start working today?
Okay. Bangun for wake up.
Yeah.
Aku bangun. Jam enam. tadi pagi. Terus aku punya kopi. Jam 7. Terus aku pergi ke kantor jam 7 13 minit.
7:13.
Tiga belas minit.
Ya.
15 minit.
Oh, 15. Okay, terus.
Datang di kerja jam setengah 8.
Ya, 8. Betul. Okay, correction in here. Ini dan ini harusnya mulai. It's supposed to be mulai. Dan mulai kerja. Start working.
Okay. Start working.
Mulai to start, ya.
Mulai start. Okay, I don't know.
Terus aku punya coffee. Okay. So we don't say I have, but we say I drink. How do you say
minum.
Drink?
Minum. Aku minum.
Yeah, okay. Aku minum kopi jam 7. Aku bangun jam 6 pagi. This is great. Terus aku minum kopi jam 7. Terus aku pergi ke kantor. Okay, instead of saying terus repetitif, kamu juga bisa bilang terus lalu. Or kemudian.
After.
A second then.
Why? Wait. So why? So I would say not terus. I would say lalu.
Yeah, you can combine. So you don't use the same word again and again.
Terus lalu. So you like normally people swap. Terus lalu.
Kemudian, and usually we say this one. Habis itu.
Habis
after
itu.
That.
Habis itu.
Okay. Paham ya, Jacob ya?
Aku bangun jam 6 pagi, terus aku minum kopi jam 7. Lalu aku pergi ke kantor jam 8 lewat 15 minit.
Yeah.
Dan mulai kerja jam setengah 8.
Okay, sekarang giliran Kakak Mada.
Okay, aku bangun setengah 6. Lalu aku pergi ke kopi toko.
Just say coffee shop.
Coffee shop jam setengah 8. Soalnya mereka
buka, open?
Buka, ya.
Soalnya mereka buka jam berapa? Mereka buka?
Setengah 8.
Oke.
Okay. Ya.
Oke, okay, terus? Apa lagi?
Terus, around
sekitar, around itu sekitar.
Sekitar 8, aku drive.
Nyetir.
Nyetir pergi, nyetir ke kantor.
Ah, okay.
Ya. Yeah.
Is drive nyetir. Is bike as well?
Ya, yeah, nyetir motor, nyetir mobil.
Nyetir.
You can use that way.
Nyetir.
Nyetir. Aku nyetir mobil ke kantor. Okay, this is great. You don't use pergi. You can skip the pergi. You can just say ke kantor.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait.
Like aku ke, let's say aku ke club, aku ke coffee shop. You don't have to say pergi.
Ah, okay, never.
Really?
Like, yeah. So much effort to learn pergi, you know?
No, aku suka pergi.
You can just say aku ke, misalnya aku ke kantor, aku ke, let's say ke sekolah.
Ah, okay.
Except if you say that you return home or go home.
Kembali.
Okay, kembali. It's pulang. Like go back, but return.
Pulang.
Yes, pulang. You can only use pulang if you go to your home or hometown or home country, anything home.
Mm. Pulang. Ah, pulang.
Okay.
Yeah, you cannot say aku pulang ke kantor. No, no, no. That's.
And no pergi with pulang. So like aku apa? Not so aku pulang ke Australia.
But yeah, aku that's how you say
pergi
it.
Pulang ke Australia. No, tidak.
Yeah, you have to say aku pulang ke Australia.
Yeah.
So if I want to say it for 1 hour, like aku bangun setengah enam, tapi aku for 1 hour in the bed.
Oh, okay. You can say aku bangun jam, okay, aku bangun jam setengah enam. Tapi aku, okay, you lay on the bed for 1 hour.
Mm. Mm.
Okay, aku rebahan selama, selama satu
Sorry,
jam.
Sorry, where are you writing? Okay, it's appearing now.
Yeah. So, okay.
Ah,
beginning.
So selama, selama is like for, like during 1 hour, right?
Yeah.
Did we learn that before?
No.
In this case, the for is refers to the duration, selama, not untuk.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't say untuk, okay?
Yeah,
we say
okay.
Selama.
So, like, kami kerja selama jam delapan jam.
Yeah, delapan jam, that's how you say it.
Like we work for around like 4 or 8 hours.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How do you say since?
Oh, we learned it yesterday, right? But I forget.
Since you've been gone.
Sejak.
Sejak. I don't know. Sejak.
Tapi in the casual conversation, we usually say dari.
Dari. Like from.
I'm since Italy.
Yeah.
Since.
Dari is from. Okay.
Dari came out.
How would you say I work since 7 a.m.?
Aku bekerja dari jam 6.
7 a.m.
Ah. 7 a.m. 7, jam 7.
7 pagi, betul. That's how you say it.
Ah.
Okay, Jacob. Ini untuk Jacob. Gimana cara bilang... I can swim since I was a child.
Okay. Aku bisa surfing dari aku since child. Wait, well, I don't even know what child is. Anak,
delicious. Anak.
With an A.
I don't know.
Anak,
I don't know either.
Something.
Anak kecil.
Anak kecil. See, I thought it was anak.
Little child.
Yeah, we are communists. Delicious children.
What is it? Apa?
I said we are communists, the delicious children.
Delicious children.
Do you know the story that communists were eating children?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
It's a famous, when people are against communists, they say they eat children.
Okay, wait. Since, yeah. Did that make sense?
Anak, not enak.
Anak.
Okay, enak.
It's close, similar. Enak is the delicious. Anak itu cute, ya.
Cute.
Okay, anak
kecil.
Okay, so, Jacob supposed to say, aku bisa berenang sejak aku kecil. So, if something happened like long, long time ago, instead of using dari, you have to use sejak.
Sejak.
Yeah. paham.
But dari could be like kemarin.
Yeah, dari could be like kemarin. Like something you have done, but actually like you have, hey guys, you guys.
I think we're back.
Okay.
Just the last
so
bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kenapa?
The last bit, like you were saying something about dari.
Dari. Yeah, dari, you can use it like something you have done earlier or recently, not the things that happened long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Paham ya?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and, sekarang kita
if
lanjut.
I want to say if I want to say the movie lasts for 2 hours.
Oh,
can I say selama?
Filmnya? Yeah, filmnya selama.
Mm.
2 hours? Selama 2 jam.
2 jam. Okay.
Okay, and then how do you say I cook for 2 hours?
Makanan. No, aku
cook.
Makan. Ah, no, cook.
Masuk.
Masuk.
Masuk is enter.
What? Oh, masak.
Ah, yeah, masak. Aku masak.
Every word is the same.
Aku masak selama 2 jam.
Yeah, aku masak selama 2 jam.
Oh my gosh.
Kenapa? Oh my gosh. How do you say "oh my gosh" in bahasa Indonesia?
Oh, hala.
Oh gitu.
Begitu itu that's it.
Wait,
oh astaga. My, oh my. Astaga. This is
okay. Aku always, what's always again?
Biasanya?
Usually.
Biasanya?
Biasanya. Say, what's say? Like, what's the word for say?
Aku bilang.
Aku bilang, OMG, always.
Yeah, you can just say astaga. Oh
astaga.
My god.
Astaga.
Yeah. How do you say? Oh my god, I forget to bring my laptop.
Astaga, aku lupa laptop.
Yeah, aku lupa laptop. Okay, Mada, how do you say no. OMG, I wake up so late today.
Astaga, aku bangun, I don't know, so late.
Okay. Aku bangun telat. Astaga, aku bangun telat. Telat
so,
is late.
Do you say jadi telat?
Not jadi telat. Astaga, aku bangun telat. I wake up late.
But what if I want to say so late?
Oh, aku bangun sangat telat.
Sangat, like lots. Is sangat lots or sangat?
Yeah. So late. So itu artinya jadi, but also very. So jadi atau ya, yeah, sangat.
But you can't use jadi. Yeah.
You can use jadi because it's just like the English one. So.
Okay.
And then so, which is add more things that exaggerate. Okay. Astaga, aku bangun sangat telat. And then how do you say, I went to the office late? Who wants to answer?
Aku pergi ke. Oh, aku ke kantor sangat telat.
Iya, aku ke kantor sangat telat. That's how you say it. Okay, ada pertanyaan?
Remind me what's pertanyaan?
Question?
Yeah,
ada pertanyaan?
What question?
Aku ada enggak?
Enggak ada.
Enggak ada.
Enggak ada.
Oke, pickup. Enggak ada juga.
Juga.
Oke, kita lanjut. Oke, this is your homework. Nanti ya.
Nanti.
This is your homework. You share it.
Okay.
What's your
homework? Oh, do you get comfortable with homework? Because I always keep my student with homework, so we can discuss in the next session.
No, we do. We like Kamisuka.
Yeah, homework. Kamisuka homework.
Homework itu PR. PR, which is the short of pekerjaan rumah.
PR.
Oh.
Pekerja, like work.
Yeah, like housework, homework.
Okay.
Pekerja rumah.
Yeah.
Every word is the same. In everywhere is the same.
Yeah. So yeah, we say PR, PR, PR.
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 Yeah, PR betul. Perfect.
PR.
Okay, now this one. Okay, never mind this notes here. I'm gonna. Okay, this is. Do you know how to say something in the past, in the present, in the future, in Bahasa Indonesia?
With the prefix like kemarin, besok, sudah.
Yes. Sudah. And tadi, like tadi pagi.
Yeah, tadi pagi. Okay, kalian sudah tahu ya? You guys know
yeah,
this.
Nanti.
Yeah.
How do you say will? Will. Will. Gimana cara bilang will?
Akun.
Akan.
Akan.
Akan, betul, akan.
But what's now?
Sekarang.
Sekarang. Yeah, sekarang.
Sekarang is now.
Sekarang is now. Like, kalau aku tanya, kalian ngapain sekarang? How would you answer it?
Kami belajar Indonesia sama Dwi. Duolingo.
Iya.
Duolingo.
Sama Duolingo.
Dwi, not Duolingo. Iya, begitu ya. I don't think you have a problem. So, we're gonna jump to the example. I want you guys to make example. Bentar. Example itu contoh ya. Contoh. Aku mau kalian bikin contoh kalimat dari kata ini. Tadi pagi makan pergi. Oke, okay, Kak Mada duluan.
What I have to do? I don't get it.
Bikin kalimat. Oke. Okay. Make a sentence.
It's already a sentence.
No, you have to create one sentence from this words combination.
Ah, okay. I thought okay. Aku tadi pagi makan yogurt sama berries dan aku pergi ke kantor.
Dan aku pergi ke kantor. Oke, Jacob.
Oke. Astaga. Tadi pagi aku what's get?
Belum.
Belum. Baru. Helmet.
Belum baru apa?
Helmet. Baru.
Oh, helmet. Helm.
Helm. Helm. Baru helm. Tapi aku tidak makan.
Say before.
Okay.
Terus aku pergi ke kantor.
Pergi ke kantor. Okay. I want to make sure, like astaga, tadi pagi, this morning, aku belum baru helm.
Yeah.
What does it mean in here? What do you want
oh
to say?
Oh my God! This morning got a new helmet.
Oh, you buy a new helmet?
Do I
you
want gift, to say gift? Gift.
Oh, aku.
It's today your birthday?
Untuk ulang tahun.
Oh, someone give you?
Yeah, pacar.
Oh, pacar.
But why did you receive a gift today then?
Selanya aku pergi ke Shanghai nanti malam.
Okay. So, tadi pagi aku dapat, I get new helmet.
Yeah.
Mm.
Aku dapat helm baru.
Helm baru, new helmet.
Yeah, and then what is the correlation between this? Tapi aku tidak makan.
tidak correlation.
Aku belum makan. I haven't eaten yet. You want to say that way?
No. I just okay, what? I just no eat today. Like
How do you say before going to the office? Like I didn't eat before going to the office.
Okay. This supposed to be the new. Astaga, tadi pagi aku dapat helm baru. Terus aku pergi ke kantor, tapi aku belum makan. But I haven't eaten. Belum makan. This way is more understandable.
Okay. So, but you never say like, what about before we leave?
Oh, sebelum kami pergi.
Sebelum kami pergi.
Yeah, sebelum kami pergi.
So like, we must eat before we leave. So kami harus makan sebelum kami pergi.
Yes, mantul.
Sebelum, before we leave, before we do something.
Yeah, sebelum kami pergi.
Sebelum, okay. sebelum.
Sebelum, before, after?
Something.
Sesudah.
So basically, belum not yet, sudah already. Yeah. Sebelum, yeah. Before, sesudah, after.
Betul. Mantul.
Oh, that's too much for my brain.
For me, too much are the hours, the numbers. It's like...
No, This it's all this sudah, sududis, to sududat.
Yeah, I think Bahasa Indonesia is all about adding a lot of vocabularies. Yeah. Then you are good to go. Because for you, Bo, I don't think you have a problem when you make the... phrase structure. It's all perfect. You don't have that problem. I mean it. I really say it.
Makasih, cinta.
Sama-sama, sayang. What is sayang? What is sayang?
Dear.
Yeah, dear. Usually, if you go to the store, they will say, mau beli apa, sayang? Mau beli apa, sayang?
But what if I call you cinta?
Cinta, it's okay. For girls to girl, it's okay. But for between men and female, it's kind of like, yeah. Are you guys ever feeling to each other?
Okay.
Cinta, cool.
But usually if I make fun, I want to make the playful conversation, I will say that to my friend as well. Even like different gender, yeah? Apa say, if I get so annoying with my friends, I will say that way. Okay, and then last one. Because I want you to plus nanti plus akan. Akan, okay, let's say this one, kerja. Nanti is later, akan will kerja work. Okay, Jacob duluan.
Okay. Wait. Sekarang.
It's like later I will work.
Yeah, sekarang kami belajar bahasa Indonesia. Nanti kami akan punya.
No, he said the kami belajar bahasa.
Kami belajar bahasa Indonesia. Nanti kami akan punya. Rampat di kantor.
Kami akan berangkat.
Berangkat
ke kantor. Okay.
Meeting. Rampat.
Rapat ya.
Rapat.
Dan punya rapat. But usually orang Indonesia bilang meeting. We do say meeting.
Okay.
Meeting. Yeah?
Bilang meeting.
Okay. Yeah. Sekarang kami kerja bahasa Indonesia, not work. It's supposed to be not kerja.
No, he said belajar.
Belajar.
Yeah. Belajar, correct. Okay, now Mada.
Okay.
Sekarang kami belajar bahasa Indonesia sama guru-guru kami guru.
Sama guru kami, possessive pronoun itu guru kami, like
guru
the object.
Kami, Duolingo.
Indo, of course, aku di Indo.
dan sesudah sepalang jam.
Sesudah, how many hours?
No, I wanna say at 10, but I don't remember the 10. It always sleeps.
Sepuluh
jam. Kami akan meeting di kerja.
Okay. Nanti, di kantor.
Di kantor. Nanti kami kerja dan makan.
Makan. Okay. So ini correction ya. Sesudah 10 jam. It's supposed to be you want to say the time, right?
Yeah.
Sesudah jam 10.
So after at 10.
Yeah. We will, kami akan meeting, we'll have a meeting di kantor, not di kerja, because kerja is verb.
Okay.
Okay, nanti kami kerja dan makan. Okay, ini mantul. I think udah untuk kelas hari ini, ada pertanyaan Jacob dan Kak Mada, Abang Jacob dan Kak Mada.
What?
Apa?
Ada pertanyaan.
Question?
Yeah.
A question to me?
Both of you.
Okay. Apa napain nanti?
Like you ask me what do I do later?
Yeah.
Me?
Oh wait. Are we asking each other questions or asking you questions or what are we doing right now?
Sorry. No, you don't have, do you have any question regarding?
Oh, sorry, we thought we were asking each other questions.
No.
No, we don't have any questions. I think,
Gada.
I think we just have to practice these things.
Yeah. Do you have any material requests for the next session?
No.
Maybe no nothing, just
nothing.
I think price, numbers, money and stuff is kind of good as well, like general conversation stuff, like shop things. I don't know.
Yeah, no, this is all great.
Yeah,
I think, okay. maybe I appreciate at the end of the lesson to have a recap of what we have done, so mm-hmm. like to because sometimes, like now we have a meeting right after the class.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have the time to review and make it stick in our brain. So maybe the last 5 minutes we can look at what we have done for the previous hour. What do you think?
Okay, cool. It's okay. Nanti aku juga akan share Google dokumennya.
Awesome.
About the new vocabulary. And then this is PR untuk kalian. Jadi kalian perlu ceritakan rutin kalian. Any kind of routine. From pagi sampai malam, the activity and the exact time, jam berapa.
Yeah.
Okay. And then okay. In the next session, yeah, we will start the class by this homework first before we jump into the new material.
Amazing.
Okay, bisa ya?
Yeah, makasih.
Okay, siap. Kalau gitu, aku akan share nanti Google dokumennya dan sampai jumpa di pertemuan selanjutnya. Bye guys. Have a nice day.
Bye. Semangat. Bye bye.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
Okay, it's actually sinking in but slowly.
Yeah, I think I like her.
I like her too. She's kind of chill.
Yeah. So we have to go to Ubud, no?
What? Yeah.
I'll be right there.
That was good. I think she's good.
She's nice, yeah.
I think she's gonna be good. I like her style.
Mock-up job opening.
It's just, yeah, I think it's just.
Why a mock up and why not a real one? But okay.
I think it's fine.
I just asked myself why.
What?
I asked myself why.
This cafe, the entrance is there, and this is the area. This is the villa. This is like Ubud style.
Sorry, I was in the bus class and now I have a meeting. I'll call you in about 10 minutes.